the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Well, hello. Welcome to it. Thank you for clicking download. And look, I'm going to come right out and say it. Apologies, because Taz had to fill in for breakfast this morning as well as doing our afternoon show. And so I gave him an early mark. I said, buddy, you get out of here. And then after he left, I realised we have not recorded the podcast intro. So I'm going to keep it short and sharp. If it's your first time downloading, this is our best bits from the week. So if you hate them all, then our show is probably not for you. Fair to say. But thanks for downloading, regardless, because it contributes to our numbers, even if you don't listen to it. We will take it. There's a lot of fun in here, though. We did a lot this week. We got out and about. We tried to kick footy balls. We tried to break apples with our bare hands. And we had a lot of spirited debates on the air. So you'll find all of that and more in this week's podcast. Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I know a lot of things that happen in rugby league we couldn't do. I don't think you and I could take down a slamming Sam Thaiday.
Oh, mate, when the fullback catches the ball off the kickoff and then just has to run full pelt at three big burly dudes.
That'd kill us.
I would 100% be deceased if I did that. Like, that's it for Ellie Chaney.
HIA, actually everything IA. Let's give her an everything IA.
Someone get the stretcher and the coffin, please.
But there is one part of NRL that I looked at on Friday during the Cowboys-Broncos game. And I went, I think I could do that. Or I'd be very close.
Have you ever played rugby league in your life?
Not apart from like in school, lunchtime.
Right.
We'd always play touch. And if the rugby teacher was there and he was the one on duty, we could play tackle.
Okay.
Which I don't think he was allowed to do, but we thank you, whatever your name was. I can't remember.
Fair enough. All right. Well, you set us the challenge on the show yesterday. You said, do you reckon we could kick a 40-20?
Yeah, 40-20s look doable. I know they're going to be tough, but we'll see if we can, if we get enough chances. You said, easy peasy, mate.
Yeah, I was all for it because I think I can do everything because I have false confidence. But a 40-20, for those who don't know, is when you kick it from your 40-metre line.
Your 40-metre line, it has to land in the field of play and then bounce out past their 20. So it has to travel 40 metres down the field and then go through a tiny little sliver out the side.
Let's see how we went. We arrived at Cotton Tree at the home of the Maroochydore Swans to kick off our challenge. No pun intended. Hi guys, we are Ellie and Taz.
Or also known as a footballer and a foot smaller.
Oh, okay, all right. We're going to see if we can kick a 40-20.
Can we kick this all the way through into those cones over there? Is that what you're wearing?
For the first kick, I've got costume change planned.
Oh, keep an eye out for that.
Sporting my Sunshine Coast Falcon jersey, I lined up to throw it to Taz for kick attempt number one.
The pass. Bounce.
Fair to say, wasn't a 40-20, and we were presented with the first problem of the day.
Damn it, times like this we should have had more than one ball.
Then came my turn to shank it.
3, 2, 1.
That's a 40-30.
Oh, no.
So I had to mix up what I was wearing to see if that would bring us any luck.
Falcons didn't work. Costume change to the Beerwah Bulldogs. Let's go.
Oh, no. Shanked it.
Even changing into my West Coast Eagles jersey and using a Sharon didn't get us over the line.
Oh, no.
So with our tail between our legs, we headed back to the car, coming to the realisation.
Taz, I don't know if we can kick 40-20s, buddy.
You're going to have to take back what you said on the show yesterday.
Yeah, mate, I can do anything I put my mind to.
It actually might be harder than it looks.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Jelly Roll. One of the biggest names in music at the moment with Liar.
It's my favourite snack at the moment, a little jelly roll.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Actually,
well, that's
interesting. It's not.
Interesting you say that, Taz, because right now I want to talk about yogurt pouches, okay? Hear me out.
He's my favourite new artist, up-and-coming artist, isn't he?
Now, you think that I got you sick last week off giving you a bag of jelly, pouch of jelly that I brought back from Japan a few weeks ago. I didn't. For starters.
No,
but
you did bring it back from Japan a couple of weeks ago. You then left it in your bag in the sun for 18 days. You didn't unpack from Japan.
Yeah.
It sat lukewarm, if not hot, in a bag for 18 days. You then gone, yeah, this looks great to hand to my co-host.
Yeah, but it didn't give you the flu, mate. Okay?
It tasted terrible, and within 48 hours, I was unwell.
It's not the jelly's fault, okay? But that's not what we're talking about, okay? I can see that. I'm bringing that story up because I know which way you're going to go on this. You're going to be against me from the start.
Yes.
So my friend messaged my group chat the other day saying, Ellie, I've got a radio topic for you, which, you know, like often in our lives, people say, this would be great for the radio.
Terrible.
Often it's not.
Yeah, we have friends come to us going, oh, we should do like a mobile kissing booth. No, that's not a good idea.
You know who you are. Anyway, she said, radio topic, Ellie. Is it okay for grown adults to be eating yogurt pouches?
No, it's not.
Okay.
That's a baby food.
Well, the group chat then fired up.
Yes.
Celeste, who's a doctor, says, I have a YoPro pouch every day at work. I do get some looks, though.
Is she six?
No, she's a full-grown doctor. Then Amy chimes in, I love to debate this topic. I would tune in for this. And then the original poster. Oh,
as in, so she's not tuned in?
Yeah, no, they don't often listen to the show. So the original poster, Vetti says, I feel like an absolute sicko eating a yogurt pouch and I'm in the privacy of my own car.
Yeah, it's weird. It's gross.
Amy, I'm against it if you're above 5 years of age. No one wants to see a fully grown adult sucking on a pouch.
Use a spoon like an adult or a teenager.
The chat
ten
goes
and up.
On.
10 and up.
You think 10 and up, no more yogurt pouches?
Single figures, you can get away with a little apple yogurt pouch or whatever flavour they've got.
Apple yogurt? No one's having apple
kids
yogurt.
Kids are babies.
No, they're having like apple puree.
Yeah, that's the same thing. No. If it's in a pouch, it's baby food.
No, I think a pouch, I think it's okay. I think it's convenient. It's, you know.
It is convenient.
You don't have any mess. You can have the right portion control.
Okay, if I stood here. Mm-hmm. No, if Dan, your partner, stood here and stood in front of you and went with a little pouch of yogurt, that's giving you the ick. It is.
No, I'd be glad, happy that he's getting his calcium intake.
Oh, no. You'd go to cuddle later and you'd just see the yogurt pouch. That would be the image in your head.
545-11919. Get involved this afternoon. How old is too old to eat from a yogurt pouch?
Come on, Sunny Coast, back me up here.
Is it 5? Is it 10? Is there no limit? Could you be 99? To be fair, 99-year-olds would love a yogurt pouch.
They would. You kind of go backwards, don't you? It's a full circle. You like to go back to the purees.
Rebecca is in Landsborough. Rebecca, are you team adults can eat a yogurt pouch or not?
I'm 100% team Taz on this one.
Thank you.
But I will take it a step further and say that no one should be eating out of those pouches. It's just gross. Like, I've seen mums give their babies, like, the little food pouches to eat out of, and the babies start gagging because what's in them is off and mould.
Oh, see, that's what when Ellie
see
gave
what's
me.
Inside.
Yeah,
oh, that's fair.
Ellie went to Japan 18 days later after having it in her bag for almost 3 weeks. She hands me this jelly in a little pouch.
Jelly
made me
in a
sick.
Bag. It's the best.
I had to take most of last week off.
Best invention ever. But that wasn't off.
No, that's all sorts of wrong.
Okay. All right. Look, the one person has spoken.
I mean, she's a little more Team Taz than I would like. Like, that was really Team Taz, saying no one. I think if you're under 10.
It's fine.
It's okay.
A friend of mine says, I actually sometimes rinse out the pouch when I'm done with it.
No.
And then fill it with water if I'm running around at work and can't have my water bottle on me.
Name
that's
and shame.
Gross.
Name and shame.
Celeste, you're gross.
You are gross. Hey, we are also have a caller of the day prize to give away, which could be a $59 Sadie's car wash voucher. They're the hand car wash for $29. Hand car washes and professional detailing services located in the Maroochydore Homemaker Centre.
Linda in Maroochydore, what do you reckon? Can adults eat yogurt pouches?
Yes, I'm with you on this one, Ellie, all the way.
Yeah, you reckon it's okay? You can have a suck. Back up some yogurt.
You vouch for the pouch.
Yeah. I'm a teacher, and without my yogurt pouch, I would probably not eat during the day.
Oh.
The yogurt pouch, you only need one hand.
True.
Traditional yogurt and spoon is two hands. First of all, you've got to find the spoon, which is great difficulty as a teacher to find cutlery.
Yep.
Of course.
And on playground duty, you cannot eat with something in both hands. It's just impossible. So yogurt pouch all the way, especially as a teacher.
You get your protein, you get your calcium. Linda, you have sold it well, my friend. Welcome to the right side of this argument.
And they wouldn't make protein yogurts in a pouch if for kids, because kids shouldn't be having protein anyway. Oh. So it's marketed to adults.
There you go.
A little bit of marketing chat as well. Hashtag vouch for the pouch.
Love this. All right, let's move on. We'll go to Josh from Gympie. Josh, how old is too old to eat a yogurt pouch, do you think?
You're never too old. Us tradies, we're always on the move. We're never going to have a spoon on hand. So the best thing is, good old go-get, mate.
Oh, what are the go-gets? Rip the head off, suck the guts out.
That's it, bro. That's it.
Do they still make them?
No.
Well, your argument's just fallen to pieces around you, hasn't it, Joshy?
Josh, what kind of flavour are you aiming for when you buy a yoghurt pouch, mate?
Anywhere between the strawberries and berries, mate.
A boysenberry?
Yeah, mate. If it's a berry, I've got it.
That's what I've heard about you.
I don't even know how that works.
Thanks, Joshy.
Josh, you're a legend.
No, unfortunately, he's not on my side.
To bring back go-gurt.
Should we bring the go-gurt back?
Yeah, make our own go-gurts.
You might have a few in a pack that you haven't unpacked after your Japan trip that you can give me after a couple of months.
I should actually get you out of work for another 3 days, apparently.
Oh, that is disgusting.
All righty. Well, let's move on to Jen from Bocarina. Jen, can adults eat yogurt from a pouch?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Come on, Jen.
That's my girl.
Jen, come on.
There is no age to eating yogurt from a pouch. I don't want to see an adult eating baby food from a pouch, but these are marketed for grown-ups, just like Up and Goes with the little sippy straws, like, you know, like a juice box.
Yep.
For adults.
Don't get me started on poppers.
Absolutely. Anyway, I've got a teenager who will still have that. If you're out and about, they're meant for on the go.
They're
like, no, you shouldn't be sitting at home having them like that. I mean, that's why ice creams are on a stick too. Like, you don't always use a spoon for ice cream.
Yeah, Taz.
No, I am so 100% anyone can have them.
Can adults eat a paddle pop, Taz, or
yeah,
is that
love
for children
a paddle
as
pop.
Well?
No, oh, I love a rainbow okay, paddle right. pop.
So you can lick a paddle pop, yeah. A rainbow paddle pop.
You can lick a paddle pop. You said it, Jen. You can lick a paddle pop, but not a
suck
yogurt
a
pouch.
Yog.
Okay.
But yes, yogurt pouches only. I'm not talking about like all the other stuff they make in pouches, like those little custard ones and
baby
food.
Custard pouch. Yeah. No one's having a custard pouch, are they?
They make them, so someone is.
Oh, yeah, that's nasty. Also, Taz, can you never say suck a yog again?
Why not? Suck a yog.
That was really a lot for me.
See, that just rams home my point, doesn't it?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
It's been a grey, wet, dreary old day out there, right? On and off raining. Looks like it's going to be around for the next couple of days.
Mm.
We're in this freezing studio at the moment with aircon.
Mm.
Do you have a bath at yours?
I do. Where's this going?
Would you let me come around and have a bath?
You wouldn't fit in my bath.
I don't fit in any bath.
So why do you want to come around to my house and have a bath?
Well, I don't have a bath.
Yeah, but you
You
can't
live
fit
like
in
two
it.
Streets away from the studio and my place. Like, I'm really close. I could walk.
Yeah, but you can't fit in the bath, Tarrant.
No, but I can't fit in any bath.
So why do you want to
I
come
want
and have
a bath?
A bath.
I can squeeze in. I'll just my knees will stick out. Would what? You let me come around and use your bath?
No.
Why not?
Because that's I couldn't.
Why not?
That's so weird.
Why? When was the last time you had a bath?
To know that you are.
Yes, but I'm locked
inside
I'll lock
my
the door.
House, naked and stewing.
But I will look. Yeah.
It's just a bad image.
I'll lock the door.
And I go in that bath.
When?
I had one last week. I love a bath.
Yeah, I love a bath too, but I currently don't live in a bath place.
Why don't you go down to City Cave, pay them some money, and go in their float tank? Why,
yours is free.
Well, I'd charge you. How much do they charge at City Cave? I'll give you a 10% discount.
What does your bath come with? Is there like little bath bombs and stuff that I can use?
I have a little candle in there.
Great.
That I like to put on.
Rubber ducky?
No rubber ducky. No, no bath toys, unfortunately.
Sorry.
Mine.
City Cape comes with a rubber ducky.
Doesn't? So. Okay, there you go. Go to them then. Be my pleasure. So welcome to the third hour of our show.
Just before the news, we were talking. I live in a bathless place. I would like to come over to yours, use your bath.
Yeah.
You have said no.
I have said no.
Why?
Because it's weird.
Why is it weird?
Because.
You can close the door.
You'd be undressed, stewing in water.
Yeah. What if I needed to come over and have a shower?
Yeah, I would allow that.
Why is it different?
I don't know. It just is.
Is there anybody else in this building you would allow to have a shower?
Yeah.
You'd let Lockie from Digital. If he came around the corner and he goes, hey, I really need a bath, you'd be like, yeah, bro, come round.
If you guys are injured and like you need to do like a magnesium muscle soak or something.
I do actually. I'm hurting.
No, you don't.
My leg or my back.
No, it's weird. Sharing baths is weird.
I'm not sharing a bath with you.
Yeah, but it's my bath.
I'm using your bath.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want you doing that.
Who else from the building would you allow?
Most of the women in the building, I find that less
weird.
Oh, so
it's a guy
thing. It's a guy thing. I don't want a naked friend in my area.
Clip
bathroom.
It. Clip that.
Bathroom. I should have phrased that better.
But a shower is okay. That's still naked friend
quick.
In your area.
Yeah, you're not just like sitting around
quick
stewing.
What if I had a quick bath?
No, because it's still weird.
You're a bad friend.
I'm not a bad friend.
545-11919. Should Ellie let me come around and have a bath?
No. Don't call me.
It's
say
bath
yes.
weather. It is bath
yeah,
weather outside.
Well, go book one at City Cave. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Go have an ice bath for all I care.
So we're about to chat to Katie from Palmview
yep.
on this exact topic. Off the air, she just said, I think I'm going to have to be Team Ellie
yes.
even though I want to be a nice person. So she has admitted that maybe Ellie is in the wrong here, but it might be where you agree. That's okay, Katie. Hey, Katie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tess. How you doing?
I'm good. All I'm in need of is a bath at this point, Katie. I don't have one at home. Hoping Ellie would offer me one, but she said no.
I as I said to Ali on the phone just a minute ago, I get it. Like, I want to be a nice person and say yay, but, you know, your bit's in the bath, her bit's in the bath, you work together. It's just like, it takes you this imagery you don't need to know when you work with someone. As much as I'm sure she wants to be lovely and say, you know, whereas Taz, I just think it's a bit weird.
Yeah, thank you. I'll lend you my lawnmower. Go nuts.
You're not the first person to live in your place. So the people that owned it before had their bits in the bath.
I don't know who they
are. But we blocked them out of our memory, and there's a whole lot of bleach that goes on when you move into a house.
The bond clean happens, Tassie. The deep clean with the bleach and the demolding.
If your leg was falling off, you need to have a bath. I'm sure she could put you in a bath to save your life. But for just for the, yeah, whatever. Oh, no. Go to a float space. Love you, Taz, but I'm going to have to say it.
Love you too, Katie, but please never call again.
From one nice person to another,
Katie's live from the bath right now, I think. Just rubbing it in.
We're having a bath, yeah.
Great one. Thanks for your call,
dear.
Katie. We've also got Lockie in the studio,
yeah.
Lockie who works with us. Now, you've weighed in on this debate too, Lock.
Yes.
Thoughts?
Thoughts.
Would you let Taz borrow your bath? You know him. You work with him also.
Come on, Lockie.
I know you. I've known you for a few years, Tazzy, but I'm sorry. I'm not letting
yes.
you use my bath.
See?
Okay, hang on. Would you let Ellie?
No.
Oh. Yeah.
I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, look, no, I get that.
We were talking like before, and you know, there's probably one or two people you'd probably let share your bath.
Yeah.
Brooke from Foz and Brooke.
You'd let her.
Brooke.
Yeah.
Because we're very close.
Oh, well, now I'm offended.
I'd probably let Foz as well.
You'd let Foz over us?
Hang on a second. So Foz and Brooke are both can use Lockie's bar.
Do you like their show more than us? Is that
you're
saying?
No, hey, guys, you said that. That's not me. That didn't come out of my mouth.
Do you think they're cleaner than us?
I know Brooke very well. And I know Foz. Oh, I don't know Foz very well. But, you know, I'd probably just... Because if I let Brooke, I've got to let Foz. I've said no to both of you and yes to both of them.
I've known you for longer than both of them. How dare you? Now I'm offended.
Okay.
Taz, I get
offended.
It.
You know what? Lockie, you're not allowed to use Ellie's bath anymore. Ellie, let's have a...
Don't go there.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I am not happy with the news cycle at the moment. The news websites, TV, sometimes us. News just isn't news anymore. Sometimes we share something as news and it's just not, you know?
Clickbait, you mean?
It was clickbait.
Mm-hmm.
That's what came across my desk this morning from a website that I go to try and find stuff to talk about on the show.
Mm-hmm.
However, this headline said a popular Aussie influencer quits to get a regular job.
That's newsworthy.
That's not news.
Well.
However, maybe it is.
Yeah, you clicked on it.
Have a little. Exactly.
We're
now
talking about it.
Yep.
It's worked.
So a popular Aussie influencer has announced that she is about to do something she's never done before. Oh my gosh, it's so inspiring. She's getting a 9-to-5 job.
Good. You know what?
Woo!
That's better than us, to be honest.
Fair. We don't work that much. Tilly Whitfield's recently revealed that she's quitting social media. She's got 200,000 followers on TikTok and just under 100,000 on Instagram. So a few more than you.
Yeah, but props not enough to... Excuse me. Ellie's what? Accurate predictions. My new Instagram page is only a week old and I've already got 500 followers. So
you have. Most of them are bots.
Some of them are bots. Yeah.
They all came in 10 seconds and you were like, oh my gosh, am I going viral? No, they're just using you as like a porn account.
Whoa. Hey,
like a, no, P-A-W-N.
Okay. Like, can we clarify that,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, sorry.
Because no, Ellie's accurate predictions is... very safe for work.
Let me continue what I was initially talking about. God. No, that's not what I meant. So this influencer's got her real estate license. So she's developed an interest in real estate.
Lovely.
However, listen to this. Upon researching her real estate agent jobs, she was put off after discovering that most roles require weekend work.
Oh, God forbid.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Going to have to do weekend stuff. So she doesn't really want to do that anymore.
She did the course.
Yeah.
To be a real estate agent, yes. And then only after completing the course.
Looked into it and went, oh, hang on, most open homes are on a Saturday.
Oh, honey.
So she's has been on Big Brother in 2020.
Right?
So she says, I was on Big Brother in 2020. Reality TV was fresh. Influencing was fresh.
What?
And now it's just so oversaturated.
In 2020, reality TV was not fresh.
Yeah, I was
in 2003, yes, it was fresh.
Well, she's 25 now, so she's... Yeah, she was only 20, I guess, back in, you know, Big Brother days.
Reality TV was fresh in 2020.
No, it wasn't, Tilly.
2020 was COVID.
We were watching reality TV when she was 4.
Yeah, maybe Tiger King was fresh back then. But apart from that, no thank you.
But don't worry, she's not giving up on influencing completely because she is planning on delivering some content about what it's like to work a 9-to-5.
Oh, have we got any samples of that? Oh,
no, she hasn't got that yet.
Okay.
But you can have a listen. This is what she's going through at the moment.
Honestly, I've never been like so nervous to have a real job. Besides when I was younger, I've never really had any job interviews or like had to work corporate or do like the whole 9-to-5 thing. I'm most nervous about the fact that I won't have like any free time. I'm gonna be traveling to North Sydney every day.
Every day she has to go into work.
Thoughts and prayers, Sunny Coast.
You can do it, honey bun.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Tazzy, over the weekend, I watched something on Netflix that I have not been able to stop thinking about.
It's the first thing you said to me when I walked in the door this morning.
It's like, you know how every now and again you watch something and it's so compelling, it's so, you know, it hits home.
It changes your life.
Yeah, that you just can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's been my experience. The show's called Adolescence. It's on Netflix.
Who's going to enjoy it, firstly?
Well, enjoy is the operative word here, right? Because it's pretty heavy. It's a heavy show. It's a 4-part series.
Yeah.
And basically the premise is, the opening scene is this 13-year-old boy who his house is getting raided and he's being arrested for the murder of his classmate. Right? So heavy theme.
Okay.
And then it kind of...
Well, you like your like murder mystery stuff.
I do. Too. I like a whodunit.
Yep.
You know, cop shows are my favourite type of show.
It's not a true story?
It's inspired by true events.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And I mean, the cool thing before I get into like the themes of it all and stuff, and sorry to go on Margaret and David on you, because this is not usually what we do on the show.
I don't think they're on the air anymore, so we've got to take over.
Exactly.
It's a niche.
Ellie and Taz, movie reviews. But yeah, like I said, it's just stuck with me so much. So I was like, I'm going to talk about this because people who have watched it will probably be feeling the same way, and people who haven't might be looking for a binging recommendation. The way it's shot, so cool. So each episode of the 4 episodes, it's just one camera shot.
Yes.
The whole way through. So it's all in real time. They're like hour-long episodes. So all the actors, I read up on it, had to perform it almost as if it was a play because you can't screw up because it's just one camera take. There's no editing involved in it. So that in itself was really cool. But just the theme of it all, if you're a parent, so I do want to be a parent one day.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that really scares me about being a parent is parenting teenagers.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like there's so much that goes on in the world of adolescence
yes.
and teenagers that you may not know about as a parent because things have changed, right?
Well, I mean,
since
social
we
media,
were teenagers.
Yeah, social media came out when I was, what, 15, 16? It really became big.
Yeah.
But it's still different than when it was when I was a kid.
Yeah, and it's not just social media. It's just the way kids interact these days. Yep. You know, the childhood that kids are having now
what
is so
consuming.
Different to what we had growing
totally.
Up.
Totally, yeah.
That I just worry that I won't be able to relate and I won't be able to, you know, connect with a teenager.
Do you think this helps?
I think this shines a light on that problem
mm-hmm.
that, you know, teenagers can be out there doing stuff that their parents have no idea about.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what this shines a light on. And it just shook me so much, especially I don't want to give too much away, so I don't want to go into the specifics of the story.
I can see it in you. You are talking with such a glow in your eyes.
Oh, a glow.
It's like, but you're absolutely loving this thing.
Oh, it stuck with me and I bawled my eyes out.
Yeah.
You know, like I was sitting there sobbing.
Oh, it's not glow, it's tears.
There it could be. It could be. It is just a compelling piece of television. So, I don't know if I've said enough. I don't, like I said, don't want to say
it.
Okay,
what is it? Where can we find it?
Netflix, Adolescence, it's called. Superb acting, superb camera work.
And it's only a four-part series, so if you don't enjoy it, it's not really.
But be in the right headspace.
Okay.
Definitely be in the right headspace.
Yeah.
Have a bit of time.
Would you suggest watching it with teenagers?
I'd say watch it before.
Okay. Before. Watch the first episode. That'll kind of give you a vibe.
Yeah.
You've got older teens.
Yeah. Older teens, it's probably all right for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's heavy. It's heavy,
okay.
But it's just compelling stuff. So
might be good for families.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you are a parent, then I feel like it would help or it would just open your eyes to some things that maybe you're not seeing with your kids in a very heightened, dramatic sense. Like the kid's been accused of murder,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, this is as high as it goes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, heavy. Anyway, check it out.
Wow.
Adolescence, Netflix.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
But I'm not sticking around. I got to get out of here. My alter ego, E-Chain, is stepping in.
Finally.
Because last night the federal budget got handed down. For the last 11 years, E-Chain has been writing raps, dissecting the federal budget.
Yep.
Because otherwise it's super boring.
It's super boring. A lot of it doesn't, you know, it's just hard to consume.
They don't
deliver it in an easy format.
No, they don't. They get all technical, they throw jargon in, there's lots of numbers thrown around. But
sometimes it comes through, sometimes it doesn't, things change. It just feels so... too hard basket.
Yeah, but, I mean, there is information in there that affects all of us. It means sometimes we get more money. Sometimes we get cuts in areas. We get bills reduced.
People love money.
People love money.
People love raps.
So true.
That's why we deliver a budget rap. Well, we say we. It's nothing to do with me.
Let's see. Well, you suggested the song that I do it to this year.
It's a good song.
The song that was chosen. Bit of sexy back, baby.
Yeah.
Here we go. The budget wrap 2025. Let's take it away, E-Chain.
Take it to the chorus.
All right, everybody, now gather around. It's budget time again. Let's see what we found. Let's dive right in. Let's listen to Jim. He stands up at the mic. Let's cross over to him. We're bringing budget back. We're in the red last year. We were in the black. We're trying to spend so we can win you back. An election's coming, how about we drop your tax?
Take it to the chorus.
That's right, you heard, they're cutting taxes again. From July next year, you'll have more to spend. You'll pay less in tax, but only buy a bit. $5 a week, enough to get a coffee fix. That's not the only area in Cozzy lives. The Labor government is trying to help you with. They'll wipe $150 of your electricity for households and for your small busy. If you want to buy a home but you don't earn a lot, the Help to Buy scheme is what the government's got. They'll own 40%, you'll own the rest. But first, they'll give you an income test. Childcare workers will get paid more. Medicine will cost less. Buck billing should soar. Student loan debts are getting reduced. $7 will go towards upgrading the Bruce. Get your sexy on. Get your budget 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 on. Vapes will cost more. Get your budget on. We're bringing budget back. We're in the red last year. We were in the black. We're trying to spend so we can win you back. An election's coming, how about we drop your tax?
Take it to the bridge.
Of course, this could all change real quick. If Trump's trade war causes more havoc, the global economy is looking bleak. But remember, we get a free coffee a week. We could also have a new government soon with a federal election starting to loop. So who knows what will change and what will stay the same. Apart from the breakdown rap performed by E-Chain. Get your budget on. 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 Get your budget on.
Woo! Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Are you ready for me to talk about Brisbane 2032?
It's some obnoxious level enthusiasm from you. However, it is interesting information. It does affect the sunny coast.
Yeah.
I am excited. As much as the next person. Great. Unfortunately, you are the next person, so I'm not actually as excited as the next person about the Olympics 2032.
I sat through a 15-minute press conference today, okay,
you
with
didn't
our premier.
You sat through. You had the biggest eyes I've ever seen. You were taking all the information in. You were working out what events you were going to.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to all of them. I'm trying to figure out if I can get like a free media pass, but we'll talk about that in 7 years' time. For the meantime, today, big press conference.
I'll let you know, you won't get one.
Like 41. The Premier came out today and said, finally, because we've been waiting for Olympic plans for so long because they've been chopping and changing. Is the Gabba going to be the Olympic stadium? Is it not?
Yep.
Announced today that a new stadium is going to be built in Brizzy, in Victoria Park. 60,000 seats. And then once the Olympics happens.
Hang on, so it's not being built where the Gabba is?
No. Good. So the Gabba will remain.
Yep.
But the new stadium will be built. That's going to be the stadium that has the opening ceremony and the closing ceremony. And then afterwards, that's going to be the main
Ashes.
Stadium for
cricket.
The Brisbane Lions and the cricket.
Yes.
From then on. So
I hated the idea of knocking the Gabba down because they were going to do it in the next couple of years to build this thing.
Yep.
Because I was like, well, where's the cricket going to be?
Well, that's the thing.
You know what I mean?
Sporting teams would have been without a home if they had done the Gabba redevelopment.
I don't think Australia v England Test 3 would be any good in the Budrum Fields, you know, near the tip.
Well, I mean, to be honest, tests aren't pretty boring anyway.
Excuse
so
me.
That's fine. We can deal without them. No, but very cool news there. There's also going to be a new aquatic centre, 25,000 people down in Brizzy.
Good.
That one's going to hold as well. So that'll be the home of swimming in Australia, they're saying. The Sunshine Coast events, they're staying the same.
We used to be the home of swimming in Australia. I remember when they built the
who's
stuff
we?
At the uni and... Sunny Coast.
Oh, right. I thought you meant like your family or something. Like your parents' house in Budrum.
Yeah, me and Kayleigh McEwen.
Sunny Coast events remain the same. We're getting the marathon, of course, along Alex, the mountain biking, the road cycling, bit of sailing, bit of football and a bit of basketball.
All the biggins.
But then now they've announced that it's not just going to be Brisbane. Mackay's getting events. Townsville's getting events.
Funny
Toowoomba's
that.
Getting events.
That's
Gold
classic.
Coast's getting events. It's going to be a statewide affair.
Yeah, it's Queensland's Olympics.
Yeah, right. My favourite part was when David Crisafulli threw a little bit of shade at Victoria. Oh. Have a listen to this. Oh, hold on. I've got too many buttons. I'm getting too excited. All right, have a look at this.
Melbourne will not be taking the tennis from Brisbane.
And then he just gives this smirk to the crowd, I big dogged him. Melbourne's not getting the tennis from us.
Sorry, but the Australian Open is huge.
Yeah. But now we're getting our own little tennis centre for the tennis to happen. Melbourne will not be getting the tennis from Brisbane.
Politicians deliver some weird gags, don't they?
You should have seen the way he delivered it.
He was so proud of himself. Yeah. He's like, I came up with this morning.
Big dog.
I wrote it down. Everybody said I shouldn't do it, but I've done it. I've done it anyway. Take that, Melbourne.
Well, there you go, Sunny Coast. Huge updates for Brisbane 2032. If you are like a teenager, get training now, please, because you're in prime position to be competing.
You are past your prime, aren't you?
I could do the equestrian. Never ridden a horse, but I could try.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Hey, 545-11919. Give us a buzz right now. If you collect something weird.
Yeah, we got Sadie's car wash vouchers up for grabs as well. They do incredible professional detailing services too, located in Maroochydore Homemaker Centre. You recently took your car in. Spick and span.
Oh, literally squeaky clean. Your butt squeaked when you sat on it. And it wasn't a pop-off. The reason we want to talk about collectors, and you know what? It doesn't even have to be weird things that you collect. I just want to hear what people collect,
totally.
You know? A man is in court down in Sydney at the moment because he sparked a major hazmat incident a couple of years ago because he ordered samples of plutonium to his house, which is a highly toxic substance.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to collect the entire periodic table.
Wow. Oh, that's cool.
Is it? I don't know. It seems a bit much.
If somebody said, here's the whole periodic table, I'd go, oh, wow, for like 10 seconds I'd look at it and then I'd be bored.
I mean, great if you've got like iron and copper and gold. Like that's, yeah, you could just have a little nugget of those.
Well done, yeah.
Thank
those
you.
Are all on the periodic table.
Thank you. Don't ask me too many more. But when you start ordering the toxic stuff, that's probably taking the collection a bit far. Surely you could just have a picture of it or something.
Why can't he have a little speck? What's he going to do with a little speck?
Well, that's what he says. That's his argument.
Is
like,
it?
Oh,
little speck. Did he say speck?
No, not specifically. He says, oh, it was just such a small amount. Surely, like, yeah, it's not going to spark national outrage. Well, it did. And a whole bunch of people in hazmat suits had to go to his parents' house where he ordered it to.
eBay that?
He bought it online.
Oh, pretty dodgy.
I imagine on the dark web.
Dodgy.
Yeah, not ideal.
Facebook Marketplace. He's bought it off Julie from Budrum.
Whoa.
Speck of plutonium.
Can we not slander Julie from Budrum? Thank you
no,
very much.
No, she's lovely. She would never sell it online.
No, sorry, Julie.
Julie, reputable. Listening. Yeah, very reputable.
Yeah, absolutely. 545-11919. What
Shelly
do you collect?
Sells boring clothes and like little knickknacks and
what?
Stuff.
Again, stop slandering Jules.
Sorry.
So sorry. How dare you?
545-11919. What's that thing that you collect, Sunny Coast? I love hearing about people's collections.
Yeah, you do.
Because it's so interesting. You get to learn about something, you know, that maybe you've never thought of, and you get to find out how many of those things there are. It's like, you know, salt and pepper shakers or whatever. And you go, how many have you got? Hundreds.
Yeah.
I just want to hear about your collection, Sunny Coast. I won't think it's weird. Ellie might judge you, but I promise I won't.
I don't.
Promise.
Mate, this is coming from the guy who just slandered Julie from Budrum.
I promise.
I'm the most judge-free gal there is on this show.
I'm crossing my fingers behind my back. I promise. Oh, here we go. This is Zoe. She's 8, goes to Chancellor. Hello, Zoe.
Hi.
Hi, Zoe. Are you a collector?
No, my mum is.
Ooh, what does mum collect?
We lived on a farm and she used to collect cow ear notches.
Cow ear notches?
Is that
a thing?
Is that what you said, cow ear notch?
Yeah.
What's a cow ear notch? Do I want to know?
When they brand cattle.
They take a little notch out of their ear.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay, so Zoe, how many did she have? Do you know?
50.
50?
Wow, that's a whole herd.
Where did she store them?
Pardon?
Where did she store them? Were they in a jar or like hung up on the wall? What are we talking?
In a jar. It was when she was little.
Oh, okay. That makes it a little bit better.
Does it?
And so she doesn't still have them now? You don't have them in your house?
No.
No. Would you think it was a bit strange if you did have them in your house, Zoe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you collect anything, Zoe? Have you got any little collections?
No, but when we shed our dog, we have like a whole collection of dog hair.
Dog hair and cow ear notches.
Where do you keep the dog hair?
Just in like a plant holder.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so collecting animal parts is what goes on at your house. Hey, we said we wouldn't judge. That's a bit of fun. Yeah, let's go to Hope in Maroochydore. Do you have a collector in your life, Hope?
My husband collects watches.
Watches?
Yeah.
Is he ever late?
No.
Good, good. Well, if he was, that'd be hilarious. Yeah. That'd be the biggest laugh of the show if he was.
Yeah.
I set her up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many in the collection, Hope?
There's probably about 15 at the moment.
Wow.
Jeez, that's because watches aren't cheap.
No,
are they?
Not at all. So where does he get his watches from, Hope?
He gets, like, different shops, jewellery shops, and then he'll go online and go to eBay and things like that. And he'll be like, oh, it's half the price on eBay.
He's savvy about it. I like that.
He's justifying the cost.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's boy math.
Yeah, boy math, exactly, yeah.
How many watches does he wear at one time?
One.
Okay, so it's not like one on each hand situation.
My dad. So hang on. I'm going to have to throw my dad under the bus here. I went over once. He had two watches on.
No.
One on each arm. He is in our group family chat called Two Watch Dude because he had a watch on his left and a watch on his right. Sorry, Dad, I couldn't let that joke come out. It was just too perfect of a joke. Hey, Hope, is there going to be a time, excuse the pun, where you tell him that's enough for watches?
Whenever he buys another one, I already, like, if he tells me that he's seen another one, I already just start shaking my head and go, oh, my God. But he tries to, like, mate, he's like, well, you can wear this one. And I'm like, no, no.
He brings out one that's, you know, not working, only one hand left on it, little scratches. Yeah, you can wear this one, though.
Has he bought you one for your birthday before and then added it to his collection?
No, luckily he hasn't.
Okay.
Luckily.
Well, look out. That's happening soon.
Yeah, totally. That's a great.
Don't give him ideas.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We are asking for the interesting coffee orders of the Sunshine Coast.
Totally. Have you got something that maybe you don't completely ask for and you'll just dumb it down a little bit if you're at the drive-through coffee place just because you don't want to be seen as too weird, but you'd rather have it, you know, shaken, one coffee, particular milk, et cetera.
Spoken by the non-coffee drinker.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know.
It's not a martini.
That's what James Bond orders, right? Hey, 545-11919, because Pedro Pascal has 6 shots of his coffee every single morning. Let's go to the Legends at Espresso on Emporio, round the corner from the studios.
Hi, Gemma.
I think she makes Ellie a free coffee every day.
Hi, Tess.
Hello.
Nice to see you back, Tess.
Thanks, Gemma.
Yeah, Gemma's mad because you haven't been in to see her for a while.
I'm not a huge coffee drinker.
No, he hasn't. He's ditched me.
He's ditched you.
I don't go anywhere else, to be fair, Jem.
That's fair enough.
I'm not seeing anybody else.
Now, Jem, I can speak very highly of your delicious coffee. Who's coming in and ordering weird stuff? What do they order?
Lots of different random people. I've had things like one guy had a large coffee. I asked him if he needed any sugar.
Yeah.
He asked me to give him the container of sugars, and he ended up putting 17 sugars in there.
What?
Wow.
You could literally stand the teaspoon up in the sugar.
17?
Yeah. 17. I counted when he was ripping them open one at a time. Yeah.
Oh.
And I've had things like, decaf, extra shot, quarter of teaspoon of sugar. Cappuccino, no chocolate on top.
hang on.
Random.
I'm not a coffee drinker, but that's just a flat white.
I know. You need literally a list to write it down. Lucky I've got a good memory.
You do have a great memory. In fact, I took Foz there a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And then we went back last week.
She goes, oh, Taz, nice to meet you.
Yeah. Oh, Taz, you're tall. You're really tall now.
No, but Jem remembered that Foz drank a latte and it'd been months and he'd been in once.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yep.
I don't know how you
I know. What else have I had?
Yeah,
I've
that's
had
because Foz
like
ordered a quarter teaspoon of a chocolate.
Sorry, Jem, what was that?
We got things like bulletproof coffee. Do you know what a bulletproof coffee is?
Oh, I have heard of that.
Yeah. So a long black with a knob of butter in there.
Yes. Isn't that the like Albanian way or something? It's some...
Oh, I don't know. Some fad diet that was going on and all these healthy people thought they were being healthy.
I had a mate of mine who put his knob in the coffee once.
No, Taz. No, Gemma, don't laugh at him. Don't you dare laugh at him.
Funny.
Oh, no. Gemma...
The phone's cutting out.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
And hey, Sunny Coast, recently Ellie made a second Instagram account. She's trying to be an influencer. She thinks that this is her calling. She's tried this multiple times on Facebook,
no.
MySpace. We were trawling through old videos of 2013, 2014, Ellie, earlier this RV.
I'm not trying to be an influencer.
What's your new account?
I have a gift, and that gift is I'm a little bit psychic, and I can see 24 hours in the future, hence why I do the weather so accurately on this show every day.
Yeah, is that why you're refreshing the Bureau website every
20
minutes?
Well, I'm just seeing if they back what I predict,
right.
And often they do. and sometimes they don't.
Okay.
So, yes, I started at Ellie's Accurate Predictions a couple of weeks ago.
Every day a video goes up.
Correct.
What you think is going to happen in the day.
Yeah, and I've got to say, I'm at like
often
a 90% strike rate.
No, you're not. No, you're not a 90% strike rate.
Yeah. Yesterday I predicted that there was going to be a budget wrap on CFM, and yeah, sure enough there was.
You're in charge. Anyway. We thought, well, she's not doing very well. There's about 180 or so followers. You've got some bots that have followed you as well.
Accidentally. I don't know why, but yes, they did.
Well, all of a sudden I looked and there's been 1,000 Instagram followers added today. Exactly 1,000. That's weird. So I Googled. I went, can you buy followers? I've heard people doing this and I wondered if it's a thing in 2025. Apparently it is. For $12, you can buy Instagram followers. This is how angry I am. Have a listen.
She's buying high-quality followers.
I'm not part of these. You guys are scheming.
You were standing right next to my desk and ordering me to do it.
You're scheming in the corner.
I'm skiing.
Which account is it going to?
It's going to Ellie's Accurate Predictions.
Mm. Sorry that the high-quality followers want to follow me for a fee.
Okay.
Sorry that the fake followers want to follow me for a fee.
Sunshine Coast. I did not pay the $12.
She bought a package online.
No.
It said high quality followers package times 1,000.
No.
And you went, yes, please. I'll have one of those for $12.
You and Lockie, our digital guru, were scheming in the corner and they said, oh, you can buy followers. Oh, let's do it for Ellie's account and make it look like she's bought them.
I haven't spent any money on this.
Yeah, but Lockie did. No. He only had $24 in his bank account because it's payday today and he spent 12 of it on these followers.
There's actually video footage of you giving him money on our socials right now.
He took my money.
CFM.radio on our Instagram, Ellie's 5 Steps to Fame, because she's now using her new Instagram fame for this. Have a listen.
Okay, guys, it's giveaway time. Please comment on this if you want a bespoke prediction just for you.
Okay.
So that
was the joke.
You've bought 1,000 fake robots, really. You don't like the robots and the AI, but you love your RoboVac, number one.
I do.
And fake bot accounts.
I will show you my bank account.
So you do actually love the robots.
That money did not come out of my bank account.
You used cash, and we think that it's actually from the cash of the tipping comp you ran last year where you didn't give people their winnings.
That Remember, was an accident, you've and it got was 3 years ago.
You've got $150 of cash in your desk at work.
I'm going to give it to this year's winners.
No, you're giving it to yourself, and you're buying Instagram followers. Anyway, Sunny Coast, the evidence is on the wall. Whose side are you on? CFM.radio, the video's up.
It's not up yet.
Isn't it up?
No, it's not going up.
Come on, Lockie, post it now, mate.
But in the meantime,
okay, guys, it's giveaway time.
No.
Please comment on this.
Block this account.
If you want
Block it.
A bespoke prediction just
Block
for
it.
You.
Comment now.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, I don't have a party trick that I can pull out at parties. I don't have an extremely long tongue like you. You like to bring that out at parties.
I do.
It wows crowds.
It does. They love it.
We came across something yesterday that might be pretty easy for us to learn as a party trick. I have an apple in hand right now.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, with your bare hands, you can rip them apart. You can split an apple with your bare hands, Ellie.
I feel like it can't be done.
It seems wrong.
Yeah, it does. It does. Like a banana, absolutely, can rip that in half.
Yeah.
An apple, maybe not.
Strawberry, yeah, easy.
So we do have the apples in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Very soon we're going to give it a try. But because at this point in time we're both a bit disbelieving,
yes,
we thought we'd get an expert's opinion.
Totally. Let's go to Greensmith Grocers. Uva joins us. G'day, mate.
Hello, hello, guys. How are you going? I am absolutely the man to put it on, and I will tell you exactly how it works.
Okay,
great. So do you think it can be done? Can we rip an apple in half just with our bare hands?
Anytime you want, so long the apple is at least 2 years old.
As the 2-year-old apple?
Really? Oh, well, maybe not. Maybe a bit older. Maybe a bit younger.
Okay,
if the apple, it's like a potato, right?
Mm.
If the apple gets riper and riper, it gets softer and softer, and it gets wrinkly, and then if you have a little bit of power, you just smash it in your head.
Have you ever done it, Uva?
Yes, I did it maybe once or twice a long time ago when I was a little bit younger.
At parties.
Yeah. It could be a fun party trick for Greensmith Grocers to do. You know, like you walk into the shop and just...
Well, we only have fresh apples.
Of course.
And so And there's a lot of beautiful, actually beautiful varieties from actually very crisp apples and soft apples.
Okay.
Yeah, they're absolute amazing apples around at the moment.
All right. How old is an apple that comes to the store? Like when we go to the grocery store.
Yeah, that is a really good question. You want that I'm very honest?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm very honest with you. Certified organic apples are not as long stored than conventional apples. There's a big difference. I probably don't have time to explain that now. But the thing is, apple is a seasonal fruit. So it only gets picked a few weeks a year. And then it gets stored. It gets stored in room and the oxygen will be taken away. So when they open the doors of those storerooms, an organic apple is guaranteed fresh for the 6 to 8 weeks, has full nutrition and vitamins.
Perfect. Right. Okay, so we've got apples in hand at the moment. These won't be 2 years old then.
It depends where you bought them from.
It does.
Because also, you have to realize we are in Queensland.
Yeah?
There's no apples in Queensland. There's maybe the first season apples we have in Samford or so, but then there's no apples here. We have no apples. We have no season things for apples to grow here.
It's not looking good.
Victoria, South Australia, New South Wales.
There you go.
It's not looking good for our apple-breaking crusade then, Uwe.
Oh, well, it's a bit tricky, isn't it?
Do you have faith in us that we can do it?
You do it, Ben. You do everything, and no one sees you when you do it, so who cares?
The beauty of radio.
Oh, Uwe, I could talk to you all day. Talking to you makes me happy.
Yeah, I love it too.
Oh, thank you. So come in the shop. You have a coffee.
Absolutely. We'll have to get down there very soon. Thank you so much for giving us your expert opinion. And we'll let you know.
Just for our good customers or for anyone who wants to see us and visit us, if you talk and want to try an apple, come in, man. I'm there and I give it to you.
Oh,
I love it.
Perfect.
Great. Well, you heard that, Sunny Coast. Go and see Uwe at Greensmith Grocers.
Uwe will just break it in half with his bare hands, won't you, Uwe?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime, man. Come in and watch. I probably do a runner before that, but that's okay. It's okay.
Love it. All right.
I love you guys. I love you guys. You're awesome.
Oh, we love you too, my friend. All right, Sunny Coast, stick around. Up next, we're giving it a try. Can we break an apple with our bare hands?
Bring it on. I'm nervous. It's like I'm about to run a race against Usain Bolt or something.
Look, we've talked about it for a while. It's time to put our money where our mouth is.
We have come across the fact that you can actually rip apart an apple with your bare hands. We want to give it a go. We were just chatting to Uwe from Greensmith Grocers. He says, good luck. It may not be able to be done.
It's possible, but he doesn't think we can. Well, Uwe. The time has come. You have an apple. I have an apple. We need to rip it in half.
Yes.
Now, my apple, I just want to point out, has a stem on it.
Yeah.
And attached to the stem is a leaf.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it was once on a tree. Did you know that?
Yeah, but it's gone through a lot.
Tree. It has gone through a lot.
To have kept that leaf.
Yeah, the leaf's hanging in.
It got picked.
Oh, you've just ripped the leaf off.
Yeah, okay. I had to. Well, apparently it has to be stemless when you start.
I have seen that you can dig your thumbs, like the fleshy part of your thumb palm.
Yep.
Into the top, into the grooves in the top. So the top will have like...
Is the top where the stem was?
A little knot.
I forget where the stem was.
Well, you shouldn't have ripped off the leaf.
Damn it.
That would have been a great indication. There will be a little notch in the top which will feel more comfortable than the others.
Oh, yeah,
Get your fingers tucked into the bottom of the apple and then apparently it rips apart from the top. Come on, Ellie. Oh, they're slippery though. Why do they put all this wax on it? The music's not helping.
Oh, I feel like I've got a little bit of movement. Oh, gosh. Taz is having an asthma attack over there. Oh!
No. No way.
Oh, I've got a split.
You've got a split.
I've got a split.
Ellie, you are the strongest.
I've got a split.
Come on, make it work.
Ah, I've got a bigger split.
Come on, Ellie. Break it. Yes. Come on, Ellie. All those years going to the gym inconsistently are all this moment.
Taz, I'm nearly there. I feel like if we're doing this at a party, it needs to be quicker.
I don't think it can be done, Chaney.
Tazzy, I do.
Show me. Where? Oh, that's not even a split.
Yes, it is.
Break that. Come on. Give me. I'll finish. Maybe it's a team party trick.
It's a team party trick? All right, have a go.
Come on. Here we go. Where is it? Oh, you are so close, Ellie.
Yeah, I'm so close. Oh, you're going to get all the glory here.
No, zero glory.
I've loosened the jar.
You started the... Oh, gee, you have too.
Right?
Uber's right. It is tough.
It can't be done.
Yes! Well done, Ellie.
We did it! Not a perfect split, though.
Pretty terrible, and you had to get it started.
Whoa. Well, there you go. That'll kill at parties.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9.
Hey, a man has stolen $122 million US from Meta and Google. So the companies behind, you know, Facebook, Instagram, etc.
Good people to steal from because they've got so much money.
Yeah, this is like a Robin Hood scenario.
Yeah.
But he doesn't give it to the poor. He just gives it to himself.
Oh, okay.
He's stolen it from Meta and Google by simply sending them random bills that they paid. So he's gone, oh, I'll just create a fake-looking bill. They've gone, yeah, no worries.
Genius.
Here's the money.
Genius.
Unfortunately, they've caught up with him and they have arrested him. But it was back in 2013 and 2015, he was just sending them bills and they paid them.
Well, so they've only arrested... He's got 10 years.
He for 10 years, he was over $100 million worth.
I'd almost do that. I'd almost take the prison sentence.
Get 10 years
of being a nearly billionaire.
Well, I think they're on to you now. But it did give us an idea as to how we can maybe fleece the people that we work with here at CFM. Mm. Here we go. The life of crime. You know this music? You wouldn't steal a TV.
Oh, you sound like the guy.
No, there was no guy.
Oh, well, okay, that's what it sounded like in my head.
Okay, so we just thought, hang on a second, if we can give out random bills and people will pay them, let's fill out a timesheet like we've done some extra shifts, hand them to Big Boss Benny, see what he says.
So we went in there today, tail between our legs, and tried to pass it off. Have a listen to how it went down.
Gil just says she wants these by the end of the arvo. You able to sign those for us?
Oh, sure, there we go. I'll give it to Gil.
You can give it to Gil?
Yeah.
That's right.
I'll give it to Gil.
Sweet.
Monday the 24th, usual show.
What? What's this for?
For work.
You know, just sign it, don't even look.
Yeah, we just did some work.
This is Monday just gone.
Yeah, we just needed to be paid for it.
Oh, you guys are being
Whoa!
I was close to signing.
I know you were. We nearly had him. We needed to just
leave. We were so close.
Taz coming in.
We needed to leave and just be done with it.
Would have given it the guilt.
How good. Gotcha, sucker.
We nearly had him.
He was so close.
He literally was like, yep, Gil's our HR manager who does our pay.
Yep, all the accounts and everything. All the money goes through her.
She would have gotten it. On it, we wrote 3 till 6 p.m. Monday, just gone.
Yep.
Like, just our usual show.
Just pay for a regular show.
Give us extra.
Yeah, we wrote down a couple of grand. Give us that amount of money. And he had got the pen out. He was so close.
Honestly.
I don't know how this guy's done it. $122 million from Meta and Facebook.
I know how he's done it.
It's harder than it looks, mate.
Big Boss Benny was his boss too.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Tuesday night, the budget was dropped. And Wednesday afternoon on the show, E-Chain, internationally renowned rapper, drops her budget rap. She does it every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's 11 years in a row, I think, for you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's been a lot.
Wrap the budget this time around. What song was it over? What sort of topics did you cover?
It was over Justin Timberlake's "Sexy Back."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "I'm bringing budget back," like that. Sexy, the same sexy way that Timberlake does it.
Yep.
Just talked about the tax cuts we're getting.
Great
electricity bill cuts.
Yep.
You know.
Well, I was talking with our digital team, Lockie and the team there, and we were talking about could we release a remix. Could this be the first ever budget rap that gets an official remix dropped that maybe people will enjoy more?
Do people bloody remix Rihanna without her consent?
Yeah, they do all the time. All the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I haven't given my stamp of approval. I haven't even heard this remix.
I don't think you'll need to. I think you'll want to send this out. Radio might be playing this on high rotation every hour and a half.
Well, they're not paying the budget rap on high rotation, so.
Yeah, so something needed to be done.
Okay.
Because obviously the budget rap wasn't landing where it needed to.
Rude.
It was a bit of genius.
Thank you.
A lot of work went into it.
Check it out on our socials if you haven't already.
Oh, yeah. The original's very much very good. Yeah. We are about to drop the video clip for the remix, though.
Oh, are you?
We've taken a few things out. It's not what we've added. It's what we've taken out. Have a listen.
So we're going to try a breathing exercise, okay?
All right,
when I breathe, you breathe. All right? Let's go.
So we've taken all the words out of your rap. It's just, it's all your breaths.
That's disgusting. That's yucky. That is so uncomfortable to listen to.
Gen Z are doing it all the time. They're just editing things right down to just the bare essentials, just the breaths.
Well, sorry that I have to inhale a lot of oxygen every time I bust a rap because it is a lyrical masterpiece.
We're dropping the video of just the breaths.
No, are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
On our Instagram, Lockie has spent so long on it behind the scenes. Sunny Coast, don't let his work go to waste.
No.
And if you love it, if you think that it's embarrassing, that's good. Chuck us a like, a comment, any of that.
I don't think I'm a sexy breather, though.
And you're definitely not.
I don't think it's going to come
even
across
a thing.
Sexy.
No.
Lockie's actually in the room with us now. Lockie, as the person who made the video,
yes.
Am I a sexy breather?
Let's just say you've got a lot of enthusiasm.
Hey, our name's Ellie and Taz. You're listening to CFM. Very soon, if you're 12 and under, we would love to give you the chance to play our game Under the Pump Kids.
But right now, though, we're going to have a look at the best of the week, and I'm trying to think back at some of the things that we've done. Nothing really stands out as exciting.
Really? We've done heaps, mate. Listen to the next 3 minutes.
Three.
The highs and the lows of the week that's been.
Let's rewind, shall we?
CFM's Ellie and Taz.
The highlight tapes.
3, 2, 1.
We had a great time in this week's show, even though for a lot of it, I didn't know what the actual time was. It's 26 minutes to 6 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh. That won't be the first time she's got the time wrong.
It's 21 minutes to 4. 21 minutes past 4. 22 minutes to 4.
That means in the next 22 minutes, we are giving away a family pass to the movies.
Also, I'm really sorry. It's not 22 minutes to 4.
Oh.
It's just 12 minutes to 4. That's my bad.
The one
Maths
time.
Got me again.
The one time I just listened to you and trust.
You doubled down on me and I had to own up to it. Because now it's not just my mistake, it was your mistake too. Huh, sucker.
This is what marriage is like, isn't it, Sunny Coast?
But no one really listens to the time calls, do they? Hello, Lee, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Are you calling because I got the time wrong?
I'm going to tell you, yeah. I thought I was late for my doctor's yesterday because you said the wrong time. Wow.
But apart from that and a few mumbles, 9-year-old Coda from Budgerum and Budgerum Mountain State School.
No, do you call it Budgerum Coda?
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks, Coda. Thanks for having my back with that one. We achieved a lot this week, like attempting to kick our first ever 40-20.
3, 2, 1.
That's a 40-30.
Oh, no. Shanked it.
Oh, come on, Ellie.
Oh.
Taz, I don't know if we can kick 40-20s, buddy.
You're going to have to take back what you said on the show yesterday.
Yeah, mate. I can do anything I put my mind to.
It actually might be harder than it looks.
And breaking an apple in half with our bare hands.
Hooper's right. It is tough.
It can't be done. Go! Yeah.
Yes!
Plus, we learned yogurt pouches are for adults.
Never too old. Us tradies, we're always on the move. We're never going to have a spoon on hand. So the best thing is... good old go-get, mate.
Oh, what are the go-gets? Rip the head off, suck the guts out.
That's it, bro. That's it.
Do they still make them?
No.
Oh. And that colleagues can't share baths. Sharing baths is weird.
I'm not sharing a bath with you.
Yeah, but it's my bath.
I'm using your bath.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want you doing that.
Who else from the building would you allow?
Most of the women in the building, I find that
less
weird.
Oh, so it's a guy thing.
It's a guy thing. I don't want a naked friend. in my area.
Clip
bathroom.
It. Clip that.
Bathroom. I should have phrased that better. Oh, and of course, E-Chain popped in for the 2025 federal budget wrap.
We're bringing budget back. We're in the red last year. We were in the black.
For all those videos, check out our socials, cfm.radio, and who knows what we're going to come up with next week.
How about we drop your tax?
Take it to the bridge.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.